intelligent girls seek some other employment. Do you marvel that there are so few educated cooks? The only marvel is that there are so many who will submit to such treatment. CD 252.2. The cook fills an important place in the household. She is preparing food to be taken into the stomach, to form brain, bone, and muscle. The health of all members of the family depends largely upon her skill and intelligence. Household duties will never receive the attention they demand until those who faithfully perform them are held in proper respect. CD 252.3. 1873, 3T156, 158, 371. There are very many girls who have married and have families, who have but little practical knowledge of the duties devolving upon a wife and mother. They can read, and play upon an instrument of music, but they cannot cook. They cannot make good bread, which is very essential to the health of the family. To cook well, to present healthful food upon the table in an inviting manner, requires intelligence and experience. The one who prepares the food that is to be placed in our stomachs, to be converted into blood to nourish the system, occupies a most important and elevated position. The position of copyist, dressmaker, or music teacher cannot equal in importance that of the cook. CD 252.4. Every woman's duty to become a skillful cook. 1870 to T370372. Our sisters often do not know how to cook. To such I would say, I would go to the very best cook that could be found in the country, and remain there, if necessary, for weeks, until I had become mistress of the art, an intelligent, 253 skillful cook. I would pursue this course if I were 40 years old. It is your duty to know how to cook, and it is your duty to teach your daughters to cook. When you are teaching them the art of cookery, you are building around them a barrier that will preserve them from the folly and vice which they may otherwise be tempted to engage in. CD 252.5, CTBH 49, 1890, CH 117373. In order to learn how to cook, women should study, and then patiently reduce what they learn to practice. People are suffering because they will not take the trouble to do this. I say to such, it is time for you to rouse your dormant energies, and inform yourselves. Do not think the time wasted which is devoted to obtaining a thorough knowledge and experience in the preparation of healthful, palatable food. No matter how long an experience you have had in cooking, if you still have the responsibilities of a family, it is your duty to learn how to care for them properly. CD 253.1. Let men and women learn to cook. CTBH 56, 57, 1890, CH 155374. Many who adopt the health reform complain that it does not agree with them, but after sitting at their tables they come to the conclusion that it is not the health reform that is at fault, but the poorly prepared food. I appeal to men and women to whom God has given intelligence, learn how to cook. I make no mistake when I say, men, for they, as well as women, need to understand the simple, healthful preparation of food. Their business often takes them where they cannot obtain wholesome food. They may be called to remain days and even weeks in families that are entirely ignorant in this respect. Then, if they have the knowledge, they can use it to good purpose. CD 253.2. Study Health Journals, Letter 135, 1902-375. Those who do not know how to cook hygienically should learn to combine wholesome, nourishing articles of food in such a way as to make appetizing dishes. Let those 254 who desire to gain knowledge in this line subscribe for our health journals. They will find information on this point in them. CD 253.3. Without continually exercising ingenuity, no one can excel in healthful cookery, but those whose hearts are open to impressions and suggestions from the great teacher will learn many things, and will be able also to teach others, for he will give them skill and understanding. CD 254.1. Encourage development of individual talent. 1902-7133-376. It is the Lord's design that in every place men and women shall be encouraged to develop their talents by preparing healthful foods from the natural products of their own section of the country. If they look to God, Exercising their skill and ingenuity under the guidance of his spirit, they will learn how to prepare natural products into healthful foods. Thus they will be able to teach the poor how to provide themselves with foods that will take the place of flesh meat. Those thus helped can in turn instruct others. Such a work will yet be done with consecrated zeal and energy. If it had been done before, there would today be many more people in the truth, and many more who could give instruction. Let us learn what our duty is, and then do it. We are not to be dependent and helpless, waiting for others to do the work that God has committed to us. CD 254.2, A Call for Cooking Schools, MS 95, 1901 377. Connected with our sanitariums and schools there should be cooking schools, where instruction is given on the proper preparation of food. In all our schools there should be those who are fitted to educate the students, both young men and women, in the art of cooking. Women especially should learn how to cook. CD 254.3, R&H, June 6, 1912, 378. Good service can be done by teaching the people how to prepare healthful food. This line of work is as essential 255 as any that can be taken up. More cooking schools should be established, and some should labor from house to the house, giving instruction in the art of cooking wholesome foods. See Cooking Schools in Section XXD, CD 254.4, Health Reform and Good Cooking, CTBH 119, 1890, CH 450, 451, 379. One reason why many have become discouraged in practicing health reform is that they had not learned how to cook so that proper food, simply prepared, would supply the place of the diet to which they had been accustomed. They become disgusted with the poorly prepared dishes, and next we hear them say that they have tried the health reform, and cannot live in that way. Many attempt to follow out meager instructions in health reform, and make such sad work that it results in injury to digestion, and in discouragement to all concerned in the attempt. You profess to be health reformers, and for this very reason you should become good cooks. Those who can avail themselves of the advantages of properly conducted hygienic cooking schools, will find it a great benefit, both in their own practice and in teaching others. CD 255.1, Changing from a Meat Diet, 1868, to T63 380. We advise you to change your habits of living, but while you do this we caution you to move understandingly. I am acquainted with families who have changed from a meat diet to one that is impoverished. Their food is so poorly prepared that the stomach loathes it, and such act told me that the health reform did not agree with them, that they were decreasing in physical strength. Here is one reason why some have not been successful in their efforts to simplify their food. They have a poverty-stricken diet. Food is prepared without painstaking and there is a continual sameness. There should not be many kinds at any one meal, but all meals should not be composed of the same kinds of food without variation. Food should be prepared with simplicity, yet with a nicety which will invite the appetite. You should 256 keep grease out of your food. It defiles any preparation of food you may make. Eat largely of fruits and vegetables. CD 255.2, Letter 60A, 1896 381. The proper cooking of food is a most important accomplishment. Especially where meat is not made a principal article of food is good cooking an essential requirement. Something must be prepared to take the place of meat, and these substitutes for meat must be well prepared, so that meat will not be desired. CD 256.1, Letter 73A, 1896 382. It is the positive duty of physicians to educate, by pen and voice, all who have the responsibility of preparing food for the table. CD 256.2, YI, May 31, 1894, 383. We need persons who will educate themselves to cook healthfully. Many know how to cook meats and vegetables in different forms, who yet do not understand how to prepare simple and appetizing dishes. Tasteless Dishes, negative 324, 327, Camp Meeting Demonstrations, negative 763, a need for a meat substitute blocked out in 1884 to -720, skillful arrangement of bounties, an aid in health reform -710, tact and discernment required in work of giving instruction in meatless cookery -816, CD 256.3, poor cooking a cause of disease, 1890, CD